If you would like, you can take your Bible and open up to Deuteronomy chapter 13. We'll look at verse 4 in just a moment. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. I'm getting all clipped up here. I'd like to say how much I appreciate the opportunity to speak to y'all.
Every first Sunday.
It is a true joy. It's one of the things that I really enjoy doing. I enjoy the study time. I enjoy the prep time. And then I enjoy the time in front of being held accountable, knowing that there's people that are listening, they're paying attention, they're following along, and they're hopefully challenging what I'm saying to be true to the Word and it's accurate. And that can be... It can bring on a certain amount of anxiety to know that you're trying to speak what is true and that you're saying what is accurate and that you want to say what is accurate and keep it true. But it's a comfort to know that there are people that are paying attention, that are following along, they're looking, they're listening, and they're holding you accountable. And if you fall short, they will bring it to your attention. That's the ultimate love there, is for somebody to come to you and say, hey, you know, I don't think you were right here. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of fear. On somebody's part, it's, you know, you're scared. Are they going to respond to me properly? Are they not? I promise you, if you come to me and I have said something wrong, don't be fearful. Be my friend, as I said before. Point it out to me. Let me fix it publicly. And let me make it right. Okay. In talking to you this morning, I'm going to tell you a little bit, and most of y'all know my dad well. You know, growing up with him, some of y'all saw me. I hate that Chris Travis is not here this morning. I know he's not feeling well. But he saw me growing up with my dad as a young man. He knew that I was scared of my dad. And people would say that at times. You're just scared of your dad. Yes, I am. I'm scared of my dad because he holds me to a high standard. And when I fall short, he corrects me. Okay? I had a good, healthy fear of him. Was I scared of him? Was I scared to go in the house and be around him? No. Was I scared to function with him daily and everything that we did? No. When was I scared of my dad? When I did wrong. That's when I was scared of my dad. Why? Because he had rules. And I knew that if we broke the rules, that there were consequences. And I knew what the consequence was. There was really, well, I can't say there was no discussion. There was discussion after the consequence. And you could say that that discussion was part of the consequence. But we knew. If you got out of line, if you acted up, if you didn't follow directions, you got a whooping. There was no grounding. There was no anything. It was cut and dried. Here it is. Okay? Here's what the consequence is. So I knew that. So I developed a fear, yes. Did I respect him? Yes. Did I honor him? Yes. Did I thrive to make him happy and be respectful to him on a daily basis? Yes. Why? Because I did fear him. Okay? He was my father. And I told Ben, I think it was the other day, Wednesday night, I told him I was going to talk about the fear of the Lord. Okay? And kind of talk to you about how I feared my father in a healthy respect daily and still do. I think he's 71 now. I don't even keep up with how old he is. I just know that he's over 70, and I'm 44. Do I still fear my father in a healthy, honorable, respectful way? Yes. I want to be honorable to him. I don't want him to see things in my life that are ugly, that are sinful, that are wrong. So do I still have that accountability? Yes. It's good. He has set me up for success as being a Christian because of that. Okay? In Deuteronomy chapter 4, though, talk about the fear of the Lord. Okay, we're talking about some, I think, some interesting things this morning, and some ways that I haven't necessarily thought about it that have been good for me, that are helping me. So hopefully I'm bringing this to you. I hope it helps you with your day-to-day struggles. If you have day-to-day struggles like I do, I'm going to tell you, I have day-to-day struggles every day. I teach for a living with young people. It's a struggle. It's tough at times. It helps me to think about these things. Keep it fresh on my mind. So hopefully this morning, the things we talk about, the things that we point out will be good for you. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. says, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, there's that word, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. When you think about all that is said there, fear him, keep his commandments, obey his voice, serve him, and hold fast to him. When I think about my father, it's just kind of the same thing there, right? He was teaching me what I didn't know it. Young people, I didn't know this when I was your age. You with me? He was teaching me to be a good Christian. Okay? You think about those things that are mentioned there. Okay? Obey his voice. I wanted to obey him. Serve him. I did serve him. And when I didn't want to, that was different. You know, this is the difference between being a Christian and our Heavenly Father and my earthly father. When I didn't want to serve him, there was an immediate consequence, right? And it was not pleasurable. Not at all. So, some points here. And hold fast to him. Okay? Should we fear the Lord? Absolutely. If you're living in sin, should you fear the Lord? Yeah, you should. You should be fearful of the Lord, okay? But in fearing him, it also includes honor, exalting him, holding him in high regard, in esteem, in worship, in obeying, okay? Honor him as our creator and judge, because he will be. We've already read Deuteronomy 13:4. You could look over at Psalms 147, verse 11. Psalm 147, verse 11 says, the Lord favors those who fear him. Think about that verse. The Lord favors those who fear him. So these are some things I want us to think about as we go through some points here in just a few minutes. The Lord favors them. Okay? Psalm 33 and verse 8. Okay? I'm going to turn there because I don't have that written down. Psalms 33 and verse 8, and I appreciate hearing Bibles turning. I know some of you are using tablets like I am, and I appreciate you going there. It's pretty funny that when we're up here, we can see a lot more than you think you can. If you've never been up here, you can see a lot. So you know when people are following along and when they're not. And I appreciate the fact that people are turning and looking and paying attention. 33 and verse 8 says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Fear the Lord. There it is again. But we know of the world, Romans 3 and verse 18. Romans chapter 3 and verse 18. It's mentioned to the people here. It says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. This is mentioned to the people there. We do not want to fall among the people that do not fear the Lord. Okay? That's a scary place to be. And in the world that we're in, and the people that we're around, the young people, the people that you're interacting with, that you're talking to, however you're interacting with them daily, a lot of them do not fear the Lord. And they show it in their thoughts, in what they post, in what they say, and how they say it, and how they respond. They show there is no fear. There's no fear that there is a father, a judge that's going to hold them accountable. There is none. Just as I was a young man, I knew my dad's expectations. I knew my dad expected me to be respectful to adults. And how do I know that he drove that home? My poor son. Said something the other day. I said, son, you can't talk to people like that even when you're having a bad day. Now, when that happened, when I was at home, it wasn't, you can't talk to people like that because you're having a bad day. It was, I had a correction, and then there was a discussion, right? A quick correction, and then a discussion, okay? People of the world don't fear the Lord. We've got to have fear of the Lord, okay? We've got to have it. His commandments may be contrary to our desires or the world's desires, obviously, and his convictions of their sins make them uncomfortable. People do not want to be told that they're wrong. Right? People don't want to be told that they're wrong. I don't want you telling me I'm wrong. Because if you tell me I'm wrong, then we got an argument going on, right? People are scared of being told that they're wrong. We need to be people that are careful and ready and willing to have people show our shortcomings to help us grow in our fear of the Lord. Okay? Because we know, Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11, we know then there it says that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Every tongue will confess. And when I was looking through this and studying through this, I can't help but think about some of the young people that I have dealt with that in the classroom, boy, they are just, they'll talk back to you, they're rude to you, you know, and then you get them in the office and they'll talk back to you and they're rude to you. And when they're in the handcuffs is when they go, oops, I've messed up. Right? Now they're held accountable to a point that's beyond their control. And they start crying and pleading for forgiveness. No, it's too late now. It's too late. There's no going back now. I couldn't help but think about that. One day we all are going to be held accountable and we're going to have to kneel before the Lord and acknowledge that He is Lord. We're going to. Okay? He is the authority figure. So, why should believers fear God? Because He requires it of us. Okay? We just read in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. Again, it says, "You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him." And then we'll turn over to Acts chapter 9, verse 31, which is has a little fear written in it. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. This is, "So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up. And listen to what they did. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit," what happened? It multiplied. Okay? He requires it of us. Again, I couldn't help think about in algebra class, we require kids to show their work. Ooh, they hate that. You have to show your work or you don't get credit for it. But I got the answer. Oh, no, no. We require you. There are requirements, right? And when we look at this here and we read this verse, in verse 31, we see what happens. When we were walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. When they did what they were supposed to do, it multiplied. Okay? And going back to 34, it's a requirement. God requires it of us to fear Him. If you're going to follow somebody, you have to have a healthy fear for them. You have to hold them in honor. You have to hold them in respect. They have to be worthy of it. We have to remind ourselves daily, is our fear of the Lord worthy? Or am I just saying that I'm a Christian? Have to be mindful of that. Fearing of God gives us knowledge. Some of y'all know right where I'm going with this. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. Actually, I'm going to back up here because I think this is good and noteworthy. I'm going to start in verse 1 and read to 7. It says, "The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equality, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and let the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and the riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." To me, that's just pretty simple. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And my question was down here, our society teaches so much. You got to get an education. You got to get a degree. You got to get a job. They teach that so routinely. How much, and I need to think about this as a parent, how much am I thinking that my son has to be a good Christian to get to heaven? How much do I need to set an example for him? How much do I need to question my example to him? Am I showing fear of the Lord in my example, in my ways, in my actions? Am I gaining knowledge daily by studying because I fear the Lord? Right? Because fearing the Lord gives knowledge. Knowledge for what? How to function in society and be successful. Well, that's what we go to school for. That was sarcasm, young people, if you didn't get it. Studying the Bible teaches you how to be successful. It gives you knowledge. Knowledge beyond what the world can give you. Okay? It gives us knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of how to get to heaven. How to be faithful. Okay? Well, it makes us wise. Okay? Everybody wants to be wise. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. If you're writing down the verses here, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Right? Again, wisdom doesn't come from education in the world here. We're talking about wisdom comes from the education of God. Okay? The world teaches that education is the all. And that's not the case. He is the one who gives us insight regarding on what to do, when to act, how to respond, what to believe, and what to reject. The wisdom of the Lord gives us that information. We don't know how to act. Study the Bible. Look at God's example. Look at His words. He'll tell you how to act. He'll tell you when to act. He'll tell you how to respond. We talked about that in the class over here this morning, just on a sidebar. Knowing how to respond to people properly to set the example of being a Christian. That was a little sidebar we had over here this morning. These young people, they got to hear me twice. Poor people. Right? But knowing how to act. Knowing what to believe and what to reject. The fear of the Lord gives us that wisdom of knowing what to believe, how to act, how to respond daily to people so that we can set a good example and be Christians, right? It makes us wise. And I can't help but think about Granddad. I think about he's probably one of the wiser people that I met. But what did he do all the time? What did he do all the time? He studied all the time. Where is the maximum wisdom reached in the Bible? I don't know that we can measure that, right? But when I fear the Lord, and I know that He's given me knowledge, and He makes me wise, He can make me wise beyond what the world can give me. I can get wisdom way beyond. I have the wisdom to know how to act and interact every day so that I can have a successful life and be a good Christian. It keeps us from evil. Okay? Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6 says, "By the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. A deep reverence for God produces a desire for righteousness and a hatred for sin." Okay? I wrote here, we should want to please our Father. Just as I wanted to please my Father when I was at home. We should want to please our Father who is going to give us eternal life. We should want that to keep us from evil. How many of us stayed out of trouble because we feared our parents and found out they would be upset with us when they found out what we were doing? I don't know if I was just a weird kid or what, but I did not, for fear of discipline and letting him down, did not do some things with my friends because I was scared that Dad would find out and I'd be in trouble. Right? And I knew punishment was strict. It was tough. Think about the fear of the Lord. When we know His expectations, when we know the consequences, it can keep us from making those decisions that draw us away from Him. Sin separates us from God. Evil, part of sin, can keep us from those things. Get up every morning and evaluate yourself. Am I going to fear the Lord today? Am I going to live a life of fear from Him? And that sounds like such a, you know, the world's like, you can't say that. He's a loving God. No, He's a just God. And because He's just, I fear Him. He's going to judge us by His Word. He's going to. And having that ability to make a good decision, to stay away from evil. And I'm not going to stand before you young people and say that I've made all good decisions, and then I haven't made decisions that put me right in the middle of evil. Okay? But I'm going to tell you, as I've got older and as I've studied and I've been around other Christians that have helped me understand that I should fear the Lord, it has helped me make decisions to keep me from making those decisions, to help me get to heaven. And that's our goal here. That's our process here, to help each other get to heaven. It gives us confidence. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 26. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. It seems like the older I get, the more that I am making better decisions, the more I study, the more I am thinking about the things that I should be doing, the more confident I am with the people that I'm around every day. Okay? And when I talk to people, because I fear the Lord and I study, there's a process here where we should be getting more confident with our conversation with people when we have to talk to them about our differences. And I was just given a question a week or so ago about some things, and I was telling people, some young people, I was thankful. Now, understand, I'm not trying to boast of myself. I'm trying to say I'm thankful for the Christian families that I have been around who have given me the knowledge to be able to answer these questions with all confidence. Okay? Why do I have that? Because I fear the Lord and I want to get to heaven, so I study His Word and I surround myself with Christians that have the same thought process. It gives us confidence. Okay? It leads to life. What kind of life? Life eternal. Proverbs 19, verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. This is not speaking merely of physical life, but our spiritual life. Many people are looking for happiness, peace, and joy, but are continually turning away from God. He is the only one who can provide these things. When we think about happiness and peace and joy, when you think about your eternal life, that was one thing we did on here. I kind of went back to my algebra teaching this morning. I drew a dot and a line and a dot, and I said, what is this? Well, that's a line segment. It has a beginning and an end, right? When I draw a dot and I draw a line out here and an arrow on it, what does that mean? Well, that's a ray. It means it goes on forever. The line goes on forever. Right? When we talk about life eternal, the fear of the Lord leads to life eternal. It helps me keep myself in check every day. I'm telling you, I get up every morning and have to think about how did I do. That's a constant assessment for me. If I don't do that, I'm in trouble. Some of y'all are maybe much better than me. You may not need that. I wake up every morning doing a constant assessment. How did I do yesterday? How am I going to do today? And sometimes that's a humbling experience. Because I have to get up and say, I failed miserably yesterday. Right? I want that life eternal. I want to fear God in a respectful, honorable way so that I'm looking at His Word daily and I'm assessing myself daily so that I can be successful. Okay? And that's what I have for you this morning. I have a few questions for you. Lance asked me if I had 15 minutes. I said 15 minutes times 4. No. Short and sweet and to the point this morning. A few questions. Do you fear God enough to follow His commandments? Well, to know what His commandments are, we have to study. We have to listen. Okay? Do you fear Him enough to study and know His commandments? Do you fear God enough to turn away from sin? Sin, as we said before in here, I was in a class recently, I think, sin can be fun. Do you fear him enough to turn away from that sin and do it no more? Because we know the consequences. If you've been here and you've worshiped and you study, you know what the consequences are going to be of that sin if you do not correct it and fix it. And it's not good. Do you fear him enough to turn away from that sin? Do you fear God enough to assess it in every situation you're in so that you are setting an example to other people that is Christian, that is holy, and that is good in everything that you do? That's not easy for me. I don't know about y'all. I'm not speaking for y'all. I'm speaking for myself. Okay? I hope I'm bringing y'all some thoughts, though, that's getting you to think about your day-to-day living. It's not easy for me to respond every situation, every day, in a way that shows when people look at me, you know, this is a question we need to ask. When people look at me, do they say, Keith Baumgartner fears God? That's what they need to think. The way he just responded to that person that was rude to him, can they see that he fears God? Can they see that he is a Christian? That's a tough question to answer sometimes. And I don't like my answer sometimes. Just being honest, okay? I'm a human like everybody else. I make mistakes like everybody else. I have to pray for myself. I have to ask for people to pray for me. I have to stay on check. Those questions this morning, again, do you fear him enough to follow his commandments? Do you fear him enough to turn away from sin? Do you fear him enough to do his will in every situation? Those are my challenges to you this morning. Those are my questions to you this morning. I hope that what we talked about has been good for you. I hope it's been beneficial. I hope it gets you to think every day, I need it. And as I have pointed out to some of y'all in here, and you have been awesome to me about this, if you see me falling short, point it out to me. And it's so encouraging when somebody comes to you and they catch you saying something and they're doing something and they say, hey, brother, you shouldn't be doing that. Y'all, that's encouraging. Not easy, but I appreciate the ones that do it. It's encouraging. Okay? If you need that encouragement, if you are not a Christian this morning, you should fear the Lord. You're not in a good place. Okay? You should fear the Lord. If you have sin that has separated you from God, you should fear the Lord. If you are a Christian who is striving every day to do the best you can do, to follow His word, to follow His commandments, you should fear the Lord every day. And it's not one of those, it's honor, it's respect, holding in high esteem. He is the creator, He is the judge, He is going to hold us accountable. If you've fallen short, we're fixing the thing. There's room in the kingdom. Right? There's room in the kingdom for all of us. But we have to fear Him because He requires it of us. Okay? He requires it. So if you have something that you need to make known, or if you need us to pray for you, if you need to confess this morning that Jesus is the Son of God and you want to be baptized, now is a great opportunity. This morning, as we stand and sing, number 620.